could sit here and be like, oh, like, you don't have to have the end game of moving in with each other and near each other. But also, then what is the fuck?
What's the end game?
Do you genuinely want to stay long distance with this person for the rest of your fucking life? Like, I just don't think so.
That's not a marriage. You know, if you want to end up getting married or be together, that's not.
Yeah. So.
Welcome back, baby.
Welcome back. It's just the two of us. It's just us this week.
Just the two of us. Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. You love it.
So listen, we're going to start off the show right away. I just want to let you guys know that this is the last episode.
Period.
Where there's no neon sign. We have the neon sign. It's literally right in front of us.
It's right there.
It's right there on the bed. If you guys want, oh, well, the story expired. Maybe I'll make a story highlight. I did like a little unboxing when we got
the neon sign. You love a story highlight.
I love a story highlight.
When I tell you, when Christina posts a talking story, doesn't matter who I'm with, we will drop what we're doing. And listen. Like, always, whether I'm with Workbay, Ryan, like whatever, I will drop what I'm doing and I am locked the fuck in.
Oh yeah, 100%. Like, I love a little drama.
It's usually
I remember, so dumb. When I was doing the, it's always stupid.
Yeah.
It's never anything valuable. But I remember when I was posting all those updates about Catfish. Why did my mic sound so low? Oh no, maybe it's not.
It's plenty high. I don't think we need you any higher. You're fine.
I think it's fine. Anyways, when the Catfish stuff was going on a while ago and I was posting all those story updates.
People around the world were locked into that
shit. Well, no, I posted it. So I never posted the story like of what was going on my public story.
Because I was saving the story for GNT.
But I was posting updates as it was going along on my close friend's story, which is absolutely hilarious because my current boyfriend got added onto my close friends about halfway through when I was still posting about him. So like, if you go back to like our like OG messages, it's him replying to my stories about the Catfish being like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like wow, that's true.
Sorry,
love.
I didn't know I was in love with you yet. Anyways, why did I bring that up? Oh, yeah, because I post useless. Oh, no, but what I was going to say is that when I post a story talking, speaking my truth, everybody wants to know the details. Like, everyone's locked and loaded. I got so many replies from, like, everybody that was on my close friends being like, I need updates. I need to know what happens. Like, I'm invested.
You know what's funny? Like, I think I made a TikTok about this but deleted it. I feel like talking on your Instagram stories is, like, out. It shouldn't be because like I'm obsessed, like I'm locked in. You know what I mean? Like, no one really does it anymore. I really don't see like people because they do it on TikTok.
Oh,
you
know, when
they have a rant or a story, like,
well, you know what the thing is too, is that you're not building an audience by posting your story times on your Instagram story. You're building it by putting it on TikTok. People that are seeing your Instagram stories are the people that already follow you.
Yeah.
So that's probably why more people are posting it on TikTok. Well, TikTok is also just like the thing.
That's true. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Posting, but you don't really see anyone do that anymore.
I guess that's true. Yeah.
Except for you.
And you know what's so weird though? Whenever I do it, people love it. People love it. I'm going to continue doing it.
No, like, even the influencers I've been following forever that used to do it, I noticed like they don't have the girly chat anymore on the Instagram story.
Like, I feel like that's the thing. I feel like a lot of like,
where are the Q&As? Like, where are they?
Everyone's like trying so hard to be like an aesthetic girly now.
I know. I'm like, no, I want the no makeup Q&A. I want to ask you how you and your boyfriend are doing.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I want.
I want the drama. I want the tea. Yeah.
I miss it. So, like, can we bring back like Instagram before TikTok came out? You know?
I mean, could we bring back
That's
Instagram.
My main platform because I mean,
I've been saying this for forever and I feel like so many people say this and don't actually mean it because they're making their part. Yes!
I know. I'm working on it.
Instagram casual again. I don't want to post cute pictures of myself anymore. Out of the 7 days of the week, I look cute maybe twice. One is
I just never take
whatever
photos
day we
of
record.
Myself.
Yeah, I'm never taking photos anymore. I take photos of stupid shit. If I take photos of myself, it's stupid shit. Like that photo I sent you today.
Look, and no offense, quite frankly, my friends suck at candids. So like, it's not happening for me. You're
I'm
like,
just like when I'm hanging, you know what? I'm
no,
just
we're
such
not
like
doing
a,
that.
Yeah, I'm just like such a.
So in the moment.
In the moment, girl.
I'm so in the moment.
So if I'm like, darling, like,
never even touch my phone. Yeah,
yeah,
I know, but
with
for
you,
real.
I'm not like, oh, like, let me take out my phone and take this candid photo of Lily. Yeah. Like, I know you want me to be that person, but I will never be that
person. No, you will
never
be that person.
But like, okay.
No, you'll never be that person. And that's fine. None of my friends are. I'm not.
Yeah.
Sometimes, but like.
Well, anyways, long story short, we started talking about this because I said I was going to make an Instagram highlight. of the unboxing.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Of the neon sign.
Back to that.
Yeah, so back to that. I'm going to get this hung up here this week, probably today when we're done recording this. Yeah, it is iconic. It is gorgeous and it is a perfect fit. I measured out. You helped me measure these fucking shelves. Couldn't have measured them better because when I got the neon sign, I was freaking out being like, they sent me the measurements ahead of time of what it was going to be. But I was like still ever so slightly. They can't fuck this up. Yeah, I was like ever so slightly worried that it was going to be like too big or too small and I would have to move around the shelves.
It's perfect.
I hung it up, like just held it up and I was like, it couldn't have been a better fit.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, so anyways, super stoked about that. But anyways, toxic thing of the week. Which I also didn't tell you this. Oh, yeah. If you guys are watching us visually, I have made some new graphics for Toxic Thing of the Week and like all that stuff. Our video format is going to start looking a little bit different. So kinda let me know if you guys like
pussy
it.
Pussy Slay. That's
yeah.
what, yeah.
We have a little border on it now. Yeah. Little black and pink border. Like a little, I believe the Toxic Thing of the Week one, it like flashes neon. I forget how I made it, but I did it. I paid it, guys. I paid.
Wait, this was the thing of the week, okay?
Listen, I decided, I love Fiverr. If you guys don't know what Fiverr is, it's this website you could pay people to, like, do shit for you. Like, you know, I've paid people on Fiverr before to, you know, make, like, logos or whatever. Like, there was a guy on Fiverr that made the West 27 Talent logo.
Yeah, if
or,
you need
like,
to Photoshop something. Yeah,
like, little, like, yeah, stupid things like that. Anyways, I decided I wanted to pay somebody on Fiverr to, I paid two different people, one person to create a graphic for Toxic Thing of the Week, which they sent to me and it was like, all right, but I was like, I'm going to go with my own one. It looks much better. But I decided I wanted somebody to make a Gin and Toxic end card for when you guys are watching the video on, you know, YouTube or Spotify. And I wanted a little end card that says, like, all our socials. And, like, if you're watching on YouTube, you could click on the screen to, like, subscribe to us or watch our latest podcast episode or whatever. Anyways, I pay this guy, like, I don't know, like, $30. And I give him the vision. And I'm like, here's what our show is about. It's a raunchy comedy based around dating, sex, relationships. Our color scheme is pink and black. Like, here's a link to the show. Here's our YouTube videos. So you get the vibe, whatever. Blah, 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 blah. And he's like, all right, yeah, like, I'm on it.
All he heard was raunchy, I think.
Yeah. So, like, 2 days go by, and it says that he completed the order. And I go to watch it, and it is just, like, maybe I'll put a clip of it in this. So sorry to this man. But he sends me this end card, and there's, like, these, like, I sent it to Lily because I was crying laughing.
No, guys, I started dying. Dying.
He put, like, silhouettes of like strippers.
Like strippers dance like dancing like
but like really uncomfortably dancing.
And like why a stripper?
Yeah. Well, he definitely, like you said, he definitely heard like raunchy and like
right, but it's like a podcast. Like I don't know where we're getting the strippers from.
Yeah, it looked corny.
Maybe he listened to that one episode. Maybe he knows that we were frequent flash dancer goers.
Right, because I'm sure he took all the time out of the,
I know
in
he
the
did.
World. Right.
I know he did.
Right. But anyways, yeah, I'll put a little thing of it on screen so you guys can see.
Technically it was on brand.
Yeah, technically it was, but it just looked
no, so funny.
I mean, everything about it was corny, but that was just like the cherry on top. Like I watched it and I started crying laughing.
It was
and then
so funny.
I was like, Lily, like, I didn't even tell Lily that I paid this guy to create an end screen. I just kind of did it because I was like, oh, like, if it looks good, like, whatever is $30. If it doesn't look good, like, I don't really care. I was just like, let me see what this guy could come up with. Yeah.
Yeah, it was unique.
Grave mistake.
It was
just
special.
Like, yeah. So, anyways, that's that. I don't even know why I brought that up. Why did I bring that up?
I don't know.
We're
talking. Oh, because you were talking about how we have new graphics.
Oh, I was talking about how I have new graphics. Anyways, so.
Toxic thing of the week. Kick it off.
Yeah.
Kick
so off. What did I say mine was? Oh, yes. How could we forget?
Yeah.
By
she didn't
the time,
even realize that she did it.
Yeah. Well, what? Wait, what do
like,
you
You about? Casually said it and I was like, girl, what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So by the time this episode goes out, I would have told him, but
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Either way. So my toxic thing of the week is that I planned a girl's trip to Italy and still didn't tell my boyfriend.
No, she like booked a 2-week trip in May and she's like telling me all about it. They're going all these places, booking it. And then she's like, yeah, I haven't even told him. I'm like,
And it wasn't.
Not that you like have to tell your boyfriend, yeah, no. But like,
here's the thing, like, he's not gonna give a fuck. Like, I'm gonna tell him and be like, hey babe, like, I'm going to Italy with my friends for 2 weeks, like, whatever, LOL. But I just like
whatever, LOL.
Whatever, LOL.
Period.
Because I figured, I'm like, I'll tell him like after I book it, like, whatever, who cares? He's not really gonna care. But yeah, and then I just like, we've been planning it and it just hasn't come up. Yeah. That's the thing though. So I'm like, I don't know why I'm withholding it. Like, he's genuinely not gonna give a fuck. I thought like maybe he would care because we are going back to Positano and you guys know what happened the last time I was in Positano, okay? But obviously that is not me. I'm a loyal girl. Won't. So yeah. Now this time around, me and Paige are going again, and we're also going with their friend Kate. Kate is single, Paige is single, and I'm the taken one. So now it's like the roles are reversed. So like, instead it's of Paige though. Being my wingman, I get to be Paige's wingman.
And if you're all taken, it's, you know, a vibe because none of you are really doing that. But I actually like when I'm taken, but the two girls I'm with are single.
Yeah, then
I'm,
you like, just get to like, I'm wingmaning. Support,
yeah.
Like, let's go.
Wingman, wingman.
So, yeah, so I thought maybe he'd be uncomfortable with that, but also he trusts me so much. And also, I don't care.
Yeah. You don't care.
I still don't care.
Me and Positano.
Yeah.
Babe.
I think if anything, he's going to be like, oh my God, you're going away for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, no, like, he's not going to care where I'm going. He's just going to be like, oh shit, you're going to be gone for 2 weeks.
And
like,
we all know a girl's trip is a little different than a guy's trip. So.
Oh yeah. Like, we were just discussing this. Because like,
there is no guy's trip.
Lily goes, well, yeah, I mean, if he came to you and was like, hey, I'm going on like a little like vacation, whatever, you wouldn't care. And I go, oh no, I would care.
And then I immediately was like, wait, why did I say that? Because I would care too. Like, no, like, I'm showing up to the airport with like boxers on, fucking mustache. Like, where are we going, yeah, boys?
Like, let's go.
Boys trip. Like, boy, me and Christina can go on a boys trip.
Yeah.
We're the guy. We're just like the guys. We're one of the guys.
We sound like the girls that we talk about on the show that we hate.
Yeah.
I'm no, just word one of the guys.
For word, Workbay said the other day about his girl best friend. Oh, yeah. Word for word, it was like almost like he took it off like one of those TikTok scripts. Yeah. He goes, he's just like one of the guys.
I wouldn't know. I would throw up.
I literally was appalled. He was like so confused by my reaction because I was like, oh, no, you did not just say that. And he was like, chill the fuck out. I'm like, that's not cute.
No, never say that your girl best friend is like one of the boys. I don't care if you even think that. Don't say that to your girlfriend.
Right? And
she's just like one of the boys. I don't even care if I like the girl.
I'm like, babe, she wore a see-through shirt on your night out the other day. She's not one of the boys. Like
her titties were in your face.
Her titties were out.
I'm guilty of that. But
no, like, and that's iconic.
My titties are out today. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Christina's titties are out.
Yeah, Lily literally said today when she like goes, walked. Yeah, like, take a good look, babe. Like,
no, that was scary. Like, it literally looked... Oh my God, it looked like you were naked.
Lily literally walked in today and she said, you might as well be naked.
Is this that long sleeve from
Intimacy? Yes.
Yeah.
I all love the neckline. No, the neckline is so good.
I need it in black and yes. white.
I wore the how black one the other day. Honestly, I'm
it's so, a little expensive.
But. I'm not gonna lie, it was $48, I think.
Oh, bitch. I thought you were gonna say $80.
Yeah, but the thing though is I could tell from when I wore the black one out all night. I think it's gonna pill easily, and it's also so thin that like the chances of this ripping are like very high. Like Kate, I went to wine night the other night with Paige and like all her friends, and Kate was saying that she had like the tops, and she said one of them ripped after one wear.
Yeah, fuck that.
So it's like so annoying because it's such a good basic top, but yeah. Like you have to be really, really gentle with it.
I'm not
it.
A gentle girl, so.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, I don't know. I'm gonna try and keep care of them. Take care of them. Take care of them. I'm going to try and take care of them as best as I can.
Yeah, slay.
But anyways, so toxic thing of the week. I will tell him, though, after this.
Slay. My toxic thing of the week
yeah,
is
that.
Yeah,
do you have yours yet? She was like panicking before recording.
I mean,
she didn't have one.
Look, I have a few, but like, I'm just going to, I'm going to try to not talk about these girls that I talked about in the last episode.
And
again.
On Instagram.
I'm still blocked. It's fine. But today's Monday. Yesterday was Sunday, and me, my roommate, and Workbay went on a little rendezvous in Brooklyn, just walked around, whatever, and I posted a story of him, like not really thinking like, oh, this would be me soft launching that we're like kind of back yeah. together. And I just posted it, and like 2 hours later, I like opened Instagram. First of all, like I have so many DMs from like my friends from home being like, bitch, what the fuck? Yeah. Last time you were home, you were like, fuck him, fuck that. You know, like, we're never getting back together. And I was like, oh, yes. And then my dad called me. My dad was like, hello? Like, you're like, can I get an update here? And I was like, Craig. Oh, yeah. He was like, period. Like, you're 23. I trust your judgment. Yeah, and I was like, okay, slay. Like. But he was also like, I'm on watch, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
But then most of the DMs were you guys, little fuckers. I got like 20 more when I woke up this morning from you guys being like, girl, what the fuck? They were all like the same. They were like the clown emoji, like replying to the story of him, like the clown emoji.
Well, what did I say? I don't know. It wasn't last episode. It was one of our most recent solo episode. I said, if you're gonna act like a clown, you're gonna get clown repercussions. You just have to deal with it for right period. Now.
You know that game Heads Up?
And I hope he's still afraid of me. That, yes, it
was
of course.
The thing he was.
Like, oh, yeah. Yes.
No, and one of them
said
Martha Stewart.
Yeah, Martha Stewart.
Ryan, though, we were playing Heads Up yesterday, and my roommate like, had it on her head. If you know the game, you know. But it said clown. And as soon as it came up, as soon as that comes up, David goes, Lily! Yeah. I was like, period.
Oh, I would have said the same thing if I was in the room.
Yeah.
Have you guys discussed me and him like kikiing or?
Yeah, there's panic attacks being had on his part for sure.
I'm watching you.
It's going to be iconic.
Great.
Should be good. I'll be recording. I'll be like, oh my God, American history and what's happening.
The G&T girlies have to see this. You have to just like sneak like a photo of us and put it on the G&T story.
Oh, yes, please, God.
Hello, David. Take your shoes off and take a seat.
Period. I like leave. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go. I'm scared. Before
we start, for my security purposes, I'm gonna need your social security number.
Imagine you like make him like write.
I'm gonna need your credit card information.
Make him fill out like 2 hours of paperwork.
You have to pay for my flight to Positano, and only then will I forgive you.
That is so fucking fair. That's really so fair.
Thank you. If he was like dumb rich, I would.
Oh, period.
I will let you make it.
Oh, he's been paying
my flight.
I haven't bought a single thing in weeks. And usually, like, we do take turns.
Sorry, Paige just texted me something so shady.
What? Shady?
Yeah. About this, like, influencer we know. Oh, my God. Pause for a sec, guys. We're back. Beep.
We had to shit on this person for a second.
Sorry, we had to take a hate break.
Yeah. That's exactly what just happened.
Imagine. That would be a hilarious segment. Hate break.
Hate break. So, who are we hating this week?
Who is there to hate this week?
Oh, I have a list.
Yeah.
I have a fucking list.
Right, a hit list.
I really do.
A hate list, hit list, whatever.
Unfortunately.
Anyways, G&T.
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 No, if they don't know the segment, they're like, yeah, that's the name of the show. Like,
yeah, G&T.
No, all right, it's G&T, as in like we're sipping on
Yes, we tea. Will constantly remind you of this until it like just becomes known. But G&T is our new segment that we've done for the past 2 episodes. This is 3. And it's basically pop culture recap.
Like what the fuck is going on in the world?
What is going on? So anyways, first up we have the Gwyneth Paltrow trial, guys.
Yeah, iconic.
This shit's wild. Yeah. So
I had a dream about it last night. Like it's affecting me.
Yeah,
for
no,
sure.
100%. Miss Gwen.
She's so iconic. She's so iconic. Like,
yeah. So, I mean, if you guys don't know, the cliff notes of what happened was this guy, what's his name? Terry Sanderson. He's a retired optometrist.
Period.
Did I say that right?
I have no idea.
Optometrist, what
I don't
do
know.
They do?
Christina, you are asking the wrong person. I don't.
Look it up. wait. I can look it up.
Girl,
wait. I can literally look up optometrist. Oh, great. That's wonderful. It says a person who practices optometry. What's optometry?
Okay, so now we Google optometry.
Optometry.
We dropped out of fashion school. Like, this is not for us.
Right. Optometry. What is it?
Hello?
Oh, I was right. It's basically an eye doctor. Checks patients for common vision problems.
Okay. Eye doctor.
Period. Eye doctor. Anyways, so this fucking eye doctor, Mr. Terry Sanderson, he was trying to sue Gwyneth Paltrow, claiming that her reckless skiing left him with lasting brain trauma that has negatively impacted his life. That one-liner is sourced from NBC News.
Period.
But anyways, we get credit where credit's due.
We credit.
So he filed to sue her for $300,000 for this skiing incident. And Miss Gwyneth Paltrow, the queen she is, decided to countersue him for $1 plus legal fees.
It's giving Taylor Swift.
Yeah, claiming that she wasn't at fault. Which I made a note of that too because Where did I write it down? Yeah, the like court or whatever asked her if she consulted with Taylor Swift about doing the $1 trial. That was so inappropriate
of them to do.
Yeah, that was very, like, if I did, so what? Who the fuck cares? That's what I want to sue for.
Has nothing to, and she
has nothing to do with the topic. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, that was like so inappropriate for so many reasons. Yeah. Like, what are we doing here?
What exactly. What are we doing here? So, long story short, Miss Gwen wins the trial. Duh. She's awarded her $1 plus her legal fees. And she literally was seen like last, like when she won, she walked out of the courtroom, went up to him and said, I wish you well, and just walked right out. Yeah, I mean, I wrote down basically that this whole trial was literally a grouchy old man trying to get some quick cash from a celebrity.
And look, I'm all about it. Steal from the rich, fuck them, right?
Yeah, but like, come on. Miss Gwynny Paltrow, like, come on.
Yeah, and like, you had to have known.
I keep calling her Gwynny.
Like, the odds of him winning that case.
That's my queen, my goop queen.
No, my queen Gwen. Like, right. He had to have known that the odds of him winning that case were so low. And the risk factor of him now being on the internet forever and like being a meme, like, was it worth it? Like being so greedy? And like, you were a doctor your whole life. I think you're okay. You know, like
you're
well
off, babe. Yeah. But so I mean, I wrote down, she had some iconic statements, which we kind of talked about. Yeah. When they asked her about her losses, she suffered due to this crash, she replies with, well, I lost half a day of skiing.
So good.
Hilarious queen.
So good.
She also showed up one day carrying around a $250 leather notebook. Slay. That's very cunt of her. And then when they asked her to confirm how much she paid for the ski lesson, she literally replied, whatever the Deer Valley rate is what we paid. Like, what do you, like, how does that... Yeah, I paid for ski lessons, babe. Like, however much the place charged is what I paid.
I think they were like, it was $5,000. And she was like, okay, then that is
Then that's what I paid.
And the correlation, like, to the accident is like, yeah, what, like, the
why
fuck?
Does that matter? Yeah. Like, the whole thing was just like pathetic. But yeah, I mean, long story short, that's the 2 cents on the trial. Miss,
like, I think if a celebrity does something wrong, it's iconic if someone can like pull that off. But like, it was just so obvious that he was doing it for the wrong reasons.
Uh-huh.
Like,
yeah, no, the whole thing.
And
he's
fine. I don't actually know like what really did happen to him. Like, what kind of brain trauma do we know? Like, is it really
I
read that it was kind of bullshit, like that he just got like a concussion.
Yeah, it just
fine.
Says lasting brain trauma that has negatively impacted his life.
I'd be curious to really know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's articles about it online. Yeah, on fucking CNN or anything, like, and dig deep. Or you could literally watch. I'm pretty sure like the whole trial is available online anyways.
Right. Yeah. So crazy.
So stupid. But anyways, moving on to the next thing in G&T. The last thing in here, which I have feelings about, guys. Love is Blind season 4 out now. Did you start it yet?
I haven't fucking started it. I need to. Maybe I literally will do that today.
Guys, you need to start it.
I'm going to start it today.
I have been very vocal about
it. I'm just Googling it so I can see the cast really quick.
Yes. Anyways.
I typed in Love Island. This is who I am as a person.
Yeah, guys. If you know me, I probably talked about this in season 1 too, but I am a Love is Blind stan, okay? I was so excited when I saw the season 4 came out. Like, I love Love is Blind. I don't care how fucking trashy and messy and terrible it is. Like, it's just, that's what makes it a good
season
show.
Season 1 changed me as a person during quarantine.
Oh yeah. Like, all the seasons, like, just every single season has its, like, thing, and you're just like, what is happening? Like, so, okay. So, basically, I just thought, you know, I'm going to pull a Lily. Remember when the Eras tour started and Lily was like, I'm going to go over the set list. We need to talk about this. And she like went on for like 20 minutes. You remember that? That's made me.
Yeah, I was doing God's work. Like,
no,
what do you mean?
Exactly. Like, this is my turn to do God's work.
Period.
So you need to start watching it though, seriously.
No, I'm literally going to today.
Yeah, so I just want to like go over the cast members quickly and the couples that they're in and just like present my my quick little cliff notes of how I feel about each. Because I've really been needing to get this off my chest. Sorry. Okay, so first up, Jackie and Marshall. Okay.
Christina
Jackie,
has feelings right now.
Yeah, I have feelings. Jackie was my queen. I love her, except she, as of more episodes just came out. The first five episodes came out, and then when we were recording this, the next 3 came out. And in these next 3, Jackie and Marshall, like, got into a fight. And so Jackie has some, like, kind of childish tendencies sometimes, like with the way like she argues, and like, I don't know, I think she's just a very highly emotional person, so she needs to work on that, but I still do love her. Marshall, I want Marshall for myself. I love, love Marshall. He is such a sweetie. He has so much fucking patience with Jackie. We stand Marshall. Okay, next, Micah and Paul. Quite possibly one of the worst couples, or they are. They wouldn't have been the worst couple if Zach and Irina stayed together, which they didn't, which we'll get into that. But, oh yeah, there's spoilers, by the way, in this. If you're listening and you haven't started watching, tune out. Anyways, Micah and Paul. I'm like, I have a lot of feelings right now. Micah and Paul. Paul, I like him. I don't really have an issue with him. I think he's cool, whatever. Micah needs to get a new set of friends. Originally, I was like, this bitch sucks and she's a mean girl. But as of the last few episodes that came out, I don't really think she's a mean girl anymore. I just think that she surrounds herself with terrible people. And it started with Irina, because Irina's such a mean girl, and I think she was rubbing off on Micah. And then they introduced Micah's friends in the next few episodes, and I'm like, oh my God, these bitches suck. Like,
interesting.
Oh my God. So yeah, I swear to God, like, you really are who you surround yourself with. And I think Micah would be a lot better if she didn't surround herself with such shitty people. I also do think that she's only with Paul for the screen time, though. So I will say that. I don't think.
And you know what? Last. Good for her.
Yeah, get your screen time, girl. But yeah, I don't think you're going to last. I think she's with Paul for the wrong reasons. And it's sad to say. Anyways, next. Kwame.
I would go all the way up until like the day of the wedding. And I'd be like, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
That was fun. got my following. I'm out.
Right. Like, got it. Bye. Kwame and Chelsea. Kwame, don't like, because he was literally flirting with Micah in front of his fiance at the pool. Imagine looking at your fiance and he's flirting with another girl in front of you.
Well, we all know how that would end for me.
Yeah.
Flames. Like, flames. Yeah, flames.
Arson. It would end in arson.
Arson.
Yeah. So I do not like Kwame. He's giving me very much SK vibes from season 3, which if you guys know about SK, you know he ended up being a piece of shit in the end. Originally, I loved SK, and then so much shit came out about him after the show. He's giving me very much SK. Like, I just would not be shocked if, like, cheating rumors came out about him. Sorry. So, yeah, not too fond about Kwame. Chelsea is my other queen. I love Chelsea. I think she deserves the world. I just think that she needs to stand up for herself a little bit more. I feel like she's letting a lot of things slide under the rug because she like wants to make it work with him. Period. So bad. Yeah. I love her, but she really does need to like kind of stick up for herself a little bit more.
Have they done an LGBTQ season?
No, they totally should though.
That'd I'm sure they crazy. Will.
Yeah, they have to. But anyways.
Or both. Like it would be, I don't know.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
No, I know what you mean. Maybe they will. Yeah. We'll see. But, right now I know that they're casting for Minneapolis and for DC.
Wait, where was the last season?
This season is Seattle. Last season was Texas. I forget where in Texas. Dallas, Austin, or Houston. I want to say it was Austin, Texas. I don't remember. I don't remember. Oh, one of the seasons was Chicago. I don't know.
I think that was the first season.
Chicago might have been the first season. Yeah. Anyways, though, yeah, Chelsea, Queen. Will her and Kwame last? I don't know. Something's off. Something's off. I don't know what it is. I just don't see it. I don't know. Something's off about him. And I just think that she loves him a lot more than he loves her. So that's my feelings. Zach and Irina, which if you guys have been caught up now, you know, once again, spoiler alert, Zach and Irina break it off and he goes back to the other girl he was going to propose to, Bliss. So we're going to talk about Zach and Irina. Obviously knew they were never going to last. Zach and Bliss, I like their dynamic together. I think it's a little rushed. I don't really know how I see that playing out. Zach and Irina, I don't really have many complaints about Zach other than he's just kind of cringy. He's a little cringy. He like wrote this like song for Irina in the pods and sang it to her. Lily, I gotta play you the clip later. It is so
pain.
It's so embarrassing to watch. Like, I was like, oh my God. Like, I think he means so well. But I don't know. I also just think he's a little desperate to get married considering the fact he broke it off with Irina, went to Bliss, and then proposed to Bliss like after like 2 or 3 dates outside of the pods. Like, he was not required to propose anymore. Anyways, it's a whole thing. But Bliss, on the other hand, I love her. I think she's a queen. I just think that she should have given it more time with Zach.
You know, like, what are we doing? Getting engaged after 3 dates? Like, yeah, like, I'm not.
You're not in the pods. Sure. The pressure to get married is not there anymore.
Yeah.
They're outside of the pods now. So it's like, they could have just been dating then again. I guess that would make the show less interesting, and they want that, you know, they want to see them get married again. I don't know. Anyways, yeah, so Zach, I think he's cool. I just think he's a little cringy. Irina. Oh, yeah. I never really went deep into Irina, though. Fuck Irina. Everybody says this. Also, she posted an apology on TikTok the other day where she's like, I should have treated people better. Blah. I don't know if she meant it. I'll give everybody benefit of the doubt. But the way.
Oh, this bitch. Yeah, I've seen her.
Yeah. Oh, my God. She is the most narcissistic, mean girl, not girl supporting girls, not a girl's girl. Like, she just sucks in every way, shape,
ew,
possible. Ew. Like, she is just horrible. Like, and I just cannot believe in the beginning, obviously, that fucking Zach chose to believe her over Bliss and got engaged to her. And she is just like, she made so many comments and just, oh my God, everything about her is horrible. Anyways, moving on. Tiffany and Brett, I want them to be my parents. I love them. I think they are going to make it. I think they're going to get married. Tiffany is my number one queen on the show. Brett, also, Brett is top tier, like, man. I just like them together. Beautiful relationship. Beautiful people individually. They have a great connection together. And I think they're going to make it out. And I honestly have a feeling. I do have a feeling that Tiffany and Brett are going to be a, who is it? Cameron and what's her name? 2.0. The couple from season one that everybody's like obsessed with. Fuck, oh, what's their names?
No, Cameron.
Love is Blind. Cameron and Lauren.
Lauren. I just thought of it.
Cameron and Lauren from season one of Love is Blind. Icons. They, this, everybody always, like, you know, says online, like, Love is Blind was made for them to find, yeah, each other. I have a feeling that Tiffany and Brett are going to be the same thing, honestly. I think they are so good together. Anyways, okay, that's my cliff notes. Hope you guys enjoyed so far. This season,
wow,
is
I gotta
a
watch
shit show, but you know, this one makes it good. Yeah, you need to fucking start it.
I'm starting it today.
Start
I need
it.
A new show anyway, so
yes, please start it. So good, so messy.
I need to get out of my, yeah, Grey's Anatomy spiral. Like, why am I still watching that show? Like,
I've never watched Grey's.
You're weird for that. I've rewatched it 17 times, so.
You know what came up on my Netflix recommended the other day, which was so funny because you, like, grilled me about not watching it, the Taylor Swift documentary? It came up, like, in my recommended, and I was like, oh, my God, no. Lily told me to watch this. I put it in, like, my saved later because that's,
like,
something.
I love a pop star documentary more than anything.
Yeah, no, I gotta watch it. I gotta watch it when my man's, like, working or something. Honestly, maybe I'll watch it tonight because he's working, like, late tonight because the men's national basketball championship is on tonight or whatever. It starts at, like, 10 p.m., so he's not gonna be back here till, like, midnight.
We have different tastes in men.
Listen, he made me watch, I told Lily, he made me watch WrestleMania yesterday. That shit.
Not this.
That shit.
Christina was just showing me clips from WrestleMania. I was like, Christina, can we record Gin and Toxic now?
Like, no, you don't understand, guys. Like, if you guys watch WrestleMania, you get it. I have never really watched wrestling before. Yeah. WrestleMania is like wrestling on crack.
8-year-old boys.
It's, no, like, yeah, it's.
But it's very entertaining.
Like, I literally showed Lily a video of this guy, like, hitting another man with a metal ladder. Like, I just, I don't, yeah, know.
It's iconic.
Anyways, that's that.
All right, guys, today we are talking about long distance relationships and can they work or not?
Yeah, this is long overdue. I actually thought that maybe we already talked about this, mm-hmm, because we've talked about talking about this.
Because
so
many of our friends and Christina's experience that I have and all of our friends have gone through it and, yeah, we've been witness to it. So,
yeah, so we're doing the long distance talk today, baby, which I feel like whenever we do like a Q&A and stuff, a lot of people ask us about long distance.
Yeah, I mean, it's so like relevant, especially the older you get. Like, a lot of you guys are in college, I've noticed. So, like, a lot of you guys go to college and you do that whole thing where you, yeah, or you meet a guy who transfers or, like, whatever. You want to move to New York and your significant other doesn't. Like, the older you get, the more you do run into it,
yeah,
I feel. Especially with friends and whatever. Yeah. So
we figured we would just kick it off by giving, mm-hmm, our own personal background into long distance because, you know, as you guys know, I was in a really super long distance situation. So
you were in a long-term,
long distance relationship. So I could speak to this topic very well. So as you guys know, we call him Boy Band on here. I dated this guy, for 4 years long distance. Okay.
That was a choice.
Yeah, we dated 4 years long distance. It was my longest relationship to date and my most serious, I would say, probably. Which is like wild because we were still pretty young. But
yeah,
he was like, I don't know. But anyways, dated him for 4 years long distance, New York to LA, which is crazy because it's literally across the country. Like, when we first started dating, though, he didn't live in LA. He lived in Virginia. So getting to Virginia and him getting to New York was like not
much easier.
Yeah, it was way easier.
Yeah.
And then he got this offer to be in a band and, you know, whatever, blah, 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 moved out to LA to pursue a career. And then we were doing long distance for, so out of the 4 years, we did New York to Virginia long distance for like 6 months, and then the rest of it LA to New York. And this was also too, even the times that he wasn't in LA, he was always like traveling because, you know, he's on tour and doing all that sort of stuff. So we were trying to navigate this long distance relationship that we were doing. Now here's the thing that I want to say is that looking back at it, well, first of all, we did not break up because of the distance in the slightest. Actually, I know when we like broke up and stuff, people started to like theorize about like why we broke up. And a lot of people were like, oh, like it just got too hard for, I mean, people know the real reason now why we broke up. But
hello.
We did a whole episode. But originally people were trying to like theorize like why we broke up. And people were like, oh, like it was becoming like too much on them with his traveling and the distance and stuff. And I'm like,
which would make, that's a fair guess.
Yeah, I mean, it is a fair guess, but it was not the, it was not why we broke up in the slightest. But yeah, so I want to say we didn't break up because of the distance. We broke up because of other factors. However, looking back at that relationship, we're going to talk about a bunch of things on this episode today, like of how to make a long distance relationship work, some of which we did and some of which we didn't, such as like, we never had like a clear understanding of where we were gonna end up. We were kind of just like dating, knowing that we wanted to be together, but he was in LA, I was in New York. He would never move to New York, I would never move to LA. So that would have been an issue in the future, 100,000%, because there was not a fucking chance I
and
was
at 23 LA. 24 years old, that would be one of the first conversations you had. But at
that age
you're like, I don't know, we're gonna figure it out. Like, at this also, age you're like, no, that's fucked.
when we first started dating too, like his like music career was not like what it was while we were, you know, during the majority of the relationship. When we first started dating, he was just like living in his hometown playing his guitar on live streams. Like, it was like, you know, it was not like this like pop star lifestyle, you know? So it was like, we didn't really know what we were getting ourselves into.
No, that's fair.
So yeah, so that's, so we wouldn't have like moved and everything for each other. So that was like a big thing. And I don't know, there was like, there wasn't equal give and take, which is something I was very blinded to during the relationship. But then afterwards realized that it was honestly kind of fucked up. And
that you used to fly there all the time.
And, I flew to LA every 2 to 3 weeks to see him. And at the time, it wasn't really an issue. But then looking back at it, I was like, how many times did he come to New York to visit me where it like wasn't for work? Because like he would come sometimes like with his bandmates for work if they had to, like they were like signed to a record label that was in New York and everything. So they would come like once in a while to New York if they had a show or they had to do something with the label. But like, when has he ever flown to New York to see me? That's, and I think it was so literally crazy. Like, I could only thoroughly remember like 2 or 3 times.
That's insanity.
Out of 4 years. I remember like one time for like my prom, my junior prom, like that was like, we weren't even dating yet. Like, we were like, he asked me out while like the day after prom, like to be his girlfriend.
Wow.
And then another time was like sometime like over that summer, like before his band and everything, he came to visit me. And then and then one other time when I was in college, he flew to New York just for like 2 days for like my like the FIT like formal thing that they used to do. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh yeah.
It's basically like prom in college. It was honestly really weird, but
I didn't go.
He
to
came
that, yeah.
So yeah, my friends wanted to go, so I was like, all right, well, I'll go. They're all bringing their boyfriend, so like I asked him to come out. And also that same weekend was my cousin's sweet 16, so I was like, it makes sense for you to come. Mm-hmm. And we'll do all that stuff. I remember even getting him to come out for that was like an issue. which is like really annoying.
So fucked. That's how it was with my roommate and her boyfriend. Like we were just talking about this because they just broke up.
I was just thinking about that too when we were like writing up this episode.
She worked remotely, kind of like how you did.
Yeah.
Like she could go. It's fine. Like if you're going more because like they, I get it. Like he had to be in LA. Like
50-50,
no, you know? It doesn't, because sometimes that's just how life works out. Like you worked remotely. It was much easier for you to go there. But like, surely you can make a bit more of an effort.
Yeah, like, exactly. What? Like, even like, I get the thing though is like, I get that it's a long flight, like, you know, New York to LA, whatever. It's like 5.5 hours. I get it. But there have been times where I literally only could see him for a weekend, and I would fly on a fucking Friday to LA, and then I would fly home red eye on Sunday night and go to college the next day. Like, I made it
work. You were committed to the cause.
I was committed to it, but if I was like, could you come even for like 2-3 days? It was like a no, like an instant no.
And also financially, you guys were in a place where you were able to do that. Like, yes, you guys were lucky. That's
a
like,
big thing. Actually, I didn't write that down on here. That's a big thing.
It's a huge thing. We'll talk about it, but that's a huge part of it. And you guys were in a place where you could do that, and he still did.
Yeah. So it was like, what the fuck? Yeah. But yeah, I mean, this obviously isn't to shit on my ex.
A lot of guys do this.
But yeah, I just like to give you guys like the insight of like what it was like in a long distance relationship from my eyes. So that was that. So yeah, I did that for a long time, and then obviously we broke up because of external factors. And then as time passed, I just started to realize like, all right, well, this would have never really worked out anyways. Yeah. So yeah,
I feel like a lot of the time in long distance relationships, the girl, I mean, just from what I have noticed, the girl gives and gives and gives and always is planning the next visit and going to visit and doing this and that and like planning like FaceTime dates, and the guy just kind of like is floating through it. Even if he's a great guy, he's just kind of like, guys are like, if it's not right in front of them, it's like out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
Which is so shitty, because I feel like it's so important in a long distance relationship. Like, the only time you really get to talk is over FaceTime and on the phone if you're not seeing each other. So like, the guy should be making more of an effort to do that. And I feel like it's always the girl, like from what I've witnessed.
Honestly, like with me, and you're absolutely right. Honestly, though, like when it came to like FaceTiming and texting and calling, we were actually pretty good about that.
No, that's good.
He was pretty good. He also like, he did make an effort like on like the days where like he, you know, was like performing and everything and whatnot. He would like give me a call late that night when he got back, or like at least text me like, hey, I can't talk on the phone tonight, but I'll give you a call like tomorrow morning or something. So we were actually pretty good with like, you know, the FaceTime calls.
No, that's really important.
And that sort of stuff. But yeah, it was just like the travel that I noticed too towards the end of the relationship, that it was always me kind of like planning.
I mean, from the day I met you, it was always you, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, but I mean, I was in love, and I mean, he was definitely in love with me too, but it just got a little foggy at the end. And then, like I said, external factors, but yeah. And then I just, you know, realized like, I think about that all the time. I'm like, even if like, say none of the shit went down between us and like we didn't break up and we stayed together, like what genuinely would have happened? We would have been dating for so long. Yeah, but I'm just like, what would have happened? Because like, I just,
the conversation,
I would never move to LA. Yeah,
like, that would have been the end. Yeah. That would have been the conversation. Like, exactly. This isn't going to work out.
Yeah. That's kind of like you guys know my ex roommate, best friend Paige, she was in like a 6-year relationship and they were long distance, and it just like would have never, and they broke up and everything, and it just,
we're never
gonna
live
really
in the same place
out. Yeah, he wanted different
the
things
fuck?
She wanted different things, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's just like wild how that works. But anyways, you have kind of like a short-lived long distance.
Yeah, well, this was, I mean, like 7 years ago. It was when I, but it's relevant because basically, I had this high school boyfriend, my senior year of high school, first year of college. We dated for like 2 years. He sucked. Yeah. I like never think about him. Never, like, he's so irrelevant. Whatever. I remember at my senior year of high school, I was supposed to go to this college like 2 hours from my hometown. And then some shit happened, and I kind of had this revelation that like I was like, what am I doing? Like, I'm a creative. I should be in New York. Like, that's my dream. But it just felt so out of reach, and like, I didn't know how to do it. And then I kind of found FIT, and like, I was already like committed. Like, it was too late to even go to FIT in the fall. Like, it was like at the end of my senior year. But I realized, I was like, you know what? I really want to go to FIT. I'm going to go to community college for a semester and then go to FIT. So I remember when I told my boyfriend this, I was like, you know, first of all, he was 4 years older than me. Looking back on that, what is someone who's 22 dating an 18-year-old. An 18-year-old.
Absolutely not.
Bro, what? Like,
I can't even, I'm not gonna lie, I can't even think about dating a 22-year-old and I'm 23.
No. Like, but it's obviously different of a 26-year-old dating a 22-year-old, but like 22 and 18.
Yeah, no, like I, what? If you're 20, my rule of thumb is if you are of age to drink, why are you dating somebody that is not of age to drink? Like, I don't what? Care if you drink or don't.
No, it's just the moral yeah. of it. Yeah,
like it, like unless it's like obviously like you guys are like the same age and somebody turns 21 first, that's different, okay? But like, yeah, if you're 22 dating an 18-year-old, bro,
dude, ew. And what? The guy I dated, like, before him was one of his friends when I was like a junior in high school, so I'm what, 16 years old? He was also 4 years older than me. None of that is sitting right with me, but yeah. Anyway, basically
I'm thinking about
no
it.
That's really like disgusting, dude. So I remember I told him. And, like, he has to know, you know, I'm just graduating high school. God knows where my life is going to take me. I'm not, like, revolving it around yeah. you. Like, you know that. And I remember I told him, I was like, you know, I think I'm going to apply to FIT. I'll go to our community college for a semester because he was there, too. And I was like, well, you know, we'll go together for a semester and then I'm going to move to New York. But, like, we'll figure it out. We'll stay together, you know.
Yeah.
And he was really supportive at first. And then I remember that summer, like, I filled out all my application stuff, like, got it all done, and we were at, like, a family party, and this is where I kind of want to give you guys advice, because I remember I'm at this, like, family party, the vibes are great, and I say to him casually, I'm like, oh, yeah, by the way, I sent in my application, you know, I feel really good about it, like, I feel like I'm going to get in and be able to move in January, and I feel like in that moment, it kind of, like, hit him, like, you know, I think he knew, like, he's kind of a loser, I'm not gonna lie, like, in the next, like, he's yeah. still in our hometown doing nothing, like, probably, like, sells weed, like, that's all he does with his life, and I think he realized, like, I'm, this girl is, you know, gonna go yeah. a million miles per hour, I'm gonna lose her, it's, you know, no brainer, and he, at this family party, like, threw a temper tantrum and was like, you're fucking leaving me, like, you're abandoning me, like, it was so I remember I kind of laughed because I was like, be LOL, so
what?
Fucking for real right now, like, I'm going yeah. to college, I'm yeah. 18, I wasn't even 18 yet, I was 17 at this time, yeah. I turned 18 in August, I was like, I'm 17, bro, like, yeah, I gotta go to college, you're like, what the fuck, and he got so mad at me, and we ended up obviously, like, getting through that fight, we went to community college together for a semester, and then I came to FIT in January, we stayed together until August of, like, that next year, so we did do long distance that semester, but that was when I told the story in some episode where I used my roommate's fake Instagram account and, like, messaged him.
Oh, yep, yep,
and
yep.
And he gave right into it and yeah. was like, oh my God, you're so hot, blah, 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 like, whatever. He, like, definitely cheated on me, like, for sure.
Yeah.
But I just remember it was so bad. Like, we fought so much. He was, like, not trusting at all. He was a psychopath. And I just feel like the first red flag, like, if you get an amazing career opportunity or something like that and you need to move, like, obviously, like, long distance sucks, but, like, you got to be supportive of your partner. And yeah. if you guys are really end game, like, you're going to make it work. I don't know. Like, you just have to let your partner,
or at least try to make it
at
work.
At least try.
Don't end it without trying to make it work.
Yeah. And you can say, like, wow, I'm really bummed. Like, this is going to be really hard. But don't yeah. be like, you're fucking abandoning me.
Yeah,
like,
that's,
but, you know,
crazy.
Like, but that is how people react sometimes. So it's like, I think it's a huge green flag if you give news like that to your partner and they're like, we're gonna figure this out together and yeah. we're gonna get through this and, you know, it's gonna be okay, I'm so happy for you, like, what an amazing opportunity. So I think he was just, like, a very bitter guy and did not want the best for me, which obviously he was not my person, we broke up shortly after, but, like, I think it's really important that if you do have to move and you're in a relationship, your partner should be very supportive of that and
yeah, exactly.
at least try.
I was gonna, like, say too, that's the difference between me and my long distance and yours too. You guys weren't long distance and then you went to long distance.
Right.
I was always long distance.
Right, right.
I also didn't clarify this before. We met online and then met, like, in person at, like, a YouTube event, and that's how we, like, started, like, hitting it off and dating and stuff. So it wasn't like we met, like, by being in our hometown and stuff, mm-hmm. like, compared
yeah,
to, like,
right.
you guys. And I feel like it's also, I wrote this down here too, it is significantly harder to do long distance if you go from
yeah.
not being long distance to long distance, yeah, compared to, like, if you were just,
that's
why
Hannah and Iman always really impressed me, because they went
yeah
from,
they are a really great example
of
how yeah. long distance could work. Yeah,
no, they really, because they went to college, they met in community college together, and then Hannah moved to New York for what, like 2 years of long distance or something? Like, it was a long time. And then he finally moved here and now they moved back to LA together. But like, yeah, they were long distance for a long time, but he was so supportive of her as she was to him. Like, he wanted to go to college there. They were so supportive of each other and they figured it out. And they did split it. Like, they took turns like visiting each other.
Yeah, exactly. No, they're like a great example of how long distance could work.
Yeah.
Which is like so.
They always had the end goal of like, we're going to end up in the same city.
That's the thing. We'll get into that. Yeah, we'll get into that because I wrote that down. Like, you got to have the same end goal.
There has to be an end. There has to be. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, so basically, we wrote like long distance could work if you have a clear end goal of eventually being together, aka like moving in together or moving at least closer to each other. Mm-hmm. You know, I wrote down like, you know, if you're dating someone long distance and neither of you have the intention to move closer to the other person, then like, why are you dating?
Yeah.
You can't stay long distance forever unless that's really your thing. But like, that would drive me fucking insane. I think that'd drive most people insane.
It's awful. I feel like when we have Ryan, my roommate on the podcast, we'll kind of touch on it again.
Yeah. She just got, if we didn't like fully clarify this, she like just got out of a long distance relationship.
I know. I feel like the few times I've brought up Ryan recently, I'm like, oh my God, her and her boyfriend are getting
fantastic.
Married. They're literally getting married. I'll be in the wedding. Okay, no, that didn't work out. So they broke up and they started dating in August. They met on Hinge because he was visiting New York.
Yeah.
But he actually lived in California. So they've been long distance this whole time. But it was one of those things, and she'll get more into it, where she was always visiting him. First red flag, but whatever. But they did have an end date on it. That's the only reason why it was working for a while. Because she was like, all right, 6 more months until I'm moving there. Like, I can do it. Like, whatever. But if there's no end date, I could never. Like, I am like, I give props to people who do long distance. Like, I don't think I could do it.
Unless
it was for like now, a period of time. Yeah.
Now that I have done it for as long as I did, 4 years, fucking long time to do long distance, I will never do it again.
No, I don't.
Do it again.
I'm a clingy bitch.
No, yeah. I'm very much. Also, it kind of made me like realize, like, A, I will never do long distance again. And B, like, I will never continue a relationship with a man who doesn't have his intentions set, like, on living in New York. And, like, like, listen, I'm willing to compromise on a lot in relationships. Like, I like give and take. However, the one thing I am just simply not willing to compromise on is where I live, because I love New York and I really just can't see myself anywhere else. And I just think I genuinely would not live as much of a satisfied life anywhere else as I would here. So that's the one thing, like, I asked from the beginning. Like, my boyfriend right now, I asked him from the very beginning, like, you know, what's your plan?
Mm-hmm. And he wants to stay here.
So, but anyways, we'll get into, you know, how to make a long distance relationship work, basically, which is us. We're going to, the first thing on here that we're deep diving into, which we've already been talking about, is making our intentions clear.
Clear as day, baby doll.
Why are we doing long distance? Are you going away to college? Are you moving for a job? Or are you just simply in love with a person that doesn't live where you live? Mm-hmm. You know?
Sometimes people meet in weird ways. Like, you could meet someone while traveling somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. So I told you that, like, my boyfriend's brother met his now wife because he was like on an airplane with her.
I'm obsessed with this story.
Yeah, guys, this is wild. Met his now wife because he was like on an airplane, like going to Japan or something, and sat down next to this woman and they really hit it off and they went on a date and they like fell in love.
She's and she's from Japan.
Yeah, and then he moved to Japan for her.
I'm obsessed with that story.
He actually, you know what's so funny is he like shows me a photo of like a little girl the other day and I was like, who's that? And it's like this cute little girl. She's like in front of like some cherry blossom trees. Like, so cute. I go, who's that? He goes, oh, that's my niece in Japan.
Has he met her?
I don't think so.
That's kind of sad.
He said, little? She looks like she's like 5, maybe. Okay. So yeah, he said he wants to go visit him and he probably will within the next year. So but anyways,
so cute.
But yeah. Anyways,
People meet in weird ways. Like, it does happen. Like, I understand, like, you can't always avoid a long distance relationship. Yeah. Like, I think, like, if Work Bay moved back to California, like, that would be...
You would try. At least you would try. I would suck, but you would try.
I'd be like, you really know what I'm living out.
Yeah, right. Don't like, make I me really do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so first of all, get fucking clear. Will we move in together eventually, or at least move closer, you know, to one another to close the long distance gap? Like, I could sit here and be like, Oh, like you don't have to have the end game of moving in with each other and near each other. But also,
then what is
what
the
fuck?
What's the end game?
Do you genuinely want to stay long distance with this person for the rest of your fucking life? Like, I don't.
What?
I just don't think so.
That's not a marriage. You know, if you want to end up getting married or be together, that's not.
Yeah. So, you know, are we going to eventually move in together or at least move near each other? Also, how long will it take to get to that point?
Yeah.
You know, like originally Paige and her ex-boyfriend, the plan was when she graduated college, he was going to move to New York for her. That was like the set plan. And then she graduated and he never moved here. And then it was like another 2 years went by and nothing was happening. And so, you know, they broke up.
And the older you get, like the years just start to pass by like quicker. And
they
you're
just
like, girl,
fly.
Hello.
Like, we're already in April. Like, what's
going on?
I
don't want to talk about that. That scares me.
Yeah. So how long will it take to get to that point? Not saying you need a definite end date, but like something like Paige did, like, all right, like, you know what? We've been dating for so long together, doing long distance. So when I finish college, this is how, like, this is what's going to happen. Sort of thing. So like, you know, not a definite date, but like an estimated little thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like Ryan was like, you know, when my lease is up, like this is like when we're looking forward to this moment, like we'll be together when my lease is up, like, you know.
Yeah,
like that.
And it worked out because she was in a place where she didn't feel like she was sacrificing, like she was kind of over New York a little bit, and she was like, yeah, I'm sad to leave my friends, but I work remotely. I don't really even love New York that much anymore.
Yeah.
So it did make sense for her to move to California. Like, she wanted to leave anyway, but sometimes it's also like, are you willing to give up
everything? So that's kind of what I wrote. The next thing on here is who will move to who or where will you both
meet?
Because,
babe, it ain't going to be me. Christina lives in New York. So I live in New York.
Right.
Like, I don't even really like New York very much right now, but I'm not leaving.
Yeah,
like, Christina lives here.
Yeah. So like, I just, the one thing though that you want to know what's funny is I was literally just this morning when you walked in, I was listening to Girls Gotta Eat. They put out a new episode today and I was listening and they both just moved to LA. And in the episode, Raina was saying how like she just got back from New York from like finalizing moving her like
stuff,
getting all her shit out of her apartment. And she was saying like she was really sad and everything. She was like, but also at the same time, like, if I know I like want to move somewhere, like you can't hold yourself back for other people. Like, it sucks. She's like, I know that like all my friends are in New York. I mean, I guess everybody has a different perspective.
I'll hold myself back for Christina.
Yeah, that's sorry. She had the well, here's the thing. More power to her because she had the perspective of like, I love my friends. I love my friends in New York. I don't really have a lot of friends in LA, but I want to try LA. I'm going to move there and I'm going to make it work. For me, I'm just like, I mean, it's equally about the place as it is the people. So like, I just feel like if I were to move anywhere else, where are my people? Also, when you are, it's not like with college, okay? Like where you go and you're gonna have fun, you're gonna make a bunch of friends. The older you get, the harder it gets to move because it gets harder to make friends.
Like, bitch, how are we making friends? Like a yoga class? Like, be fucking for real. Like,
yeah,
I,
like
what?
Yeah.
Like, it's hard.
Yeah, it's so hard. So anyways, yeah, listen, it'll work if you guys are in it for the long run. And if you have those like established, like, okay, like when is this going to end? Who's going to move to who? Like, do we want to move in together at the end? Like, you know, because if you don't have that shit figured out, you're going to just waste your time.
Yeah.
You know, communication is key, is next.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody always goes over this a million times. Communication, communicate, communicate, blah, blah, blah. But there's a reason why it's such a cliche and why it's said so much. Like, you need to talk to your partner about their boundaries with, you know, distance. Like,
especially,
you know,
long distance, dude.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
Exactly. Like, so the first thing I wrote on here is this completely monogamous? Or are we seeing other people? Which I'm assuming if you want to make a long distance relationship work, you want to, you know, stay monogamous.
And
this is, you know, mostly tailored
towards
that.
Definitely clarify that.
Yeah, but you need to clarify that. Like, you know, like, are we actually in a committed relationship for two? Like, or are you going to be allowed to go fuck all and whatever when I'm not around?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know? Also, does your partner want to know your whereabouts when you aren't with them? Which I feel like that's like pretty like, if I was back in a long,
I would like to know your whereabouts.
Yeah, exactly. When I was in my long distance relationship, we were really good with me being like, oh, I'm doing this today, or I'm going here, and him being like, oh yeah, I'm going here, I'm doing this, whatever.
You have
to
feel like you're a part of each other's day somehow.
Yeah.
Still, like,
mm-hmm.
It's harder when you're long distance. Like, I mean, I had had a lot of friends in like long distance relationships, but I really did see it with my roommate. And like she would explain to me, like, I don't feel like I'm a part of his routine. I don't feel like I'm really even like a part of his life when I'm not there. So she's like, the only way I can is if every morning we're like, what are you doing today? Okay, yeah, cool. What's the like plan? Maybe send me some pics throughout the day if you're doing like something fun with your friends, or like FaceTime me at the end of the day and tell me all about it. Like, or like have a normal time that you guys FaceTime at if that works for your schedule, or like whatever, or just know that you should call each other at least once a day every day so that you feel like you're still a part of each other's like daily routine.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to feel like closed out from,
because when you live in the same place, they're very much a part of your routine. Like, yeah, exactly. I look at my week and I'm like, okay, when can I hang out with work by this week? You know, that's your routine.
Exactly. Even like this morning, like, you guys know we talked about on the show a little bit, my boyfriend's basically been living with me, but these next 2 days, he's like told me he's going to be at work late. But like yesterday I was like, oh, are you going into work tomorrow? And he's like, yeah, and I'm going to be there like pretty late because of like the basketball championship, whatever. And I was like, okay. And he's like, yeah, he's like, today I have to work pretty late, tomorrow I have to work late. He's like, but the rest of the week I don't have to work late at all. So we'll be spending our time together. So yeah. Like, great. You know, and it, obviously you don't have that luxury when you're doing long distance.
Yeah.
Which, speaking of that and like the FaceTimes and stuff, make sure your communication styles are aligned.
Yeah.
You know, because if they're not, it could get frustrating. This means, you know, both with how you communicate about like issues and arguments or discussions and stuff, but also your preferred method of communication in terms of phone, FaceTime, texting.
Not everyone likes to FaceTime. Not everyone likes phone calls. Yeah. A lot of guys don't. I mean, I actually am kind of one of those people. I'm not a huge like I know some people like FaceTime people every day. I'm not one of those people. Mm-hmm. So like that would kind of be annoying for me. Like that.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't love that.
Yeah. So for you, you're like, ah, like I wouldn't want to FaceTime voice you every day.
Throughout the day and like send pics. Like that's more me.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. But if your partner was like, no, like I need a FaceTime every day, that might not work.
Yeah.
You know? Because you're like not like a FaceTimey type,
but especially
person.
Guys are like so stubborn about that. Yeah. Like I, again, from my roommate Ryan, like she, that was important to her to like have a quick call at the end of the day to like say goodnight, and he just, that was not a priority for him. And like, that's, it's okay, I guess, on both ends.
Honestly,
but like
that, a goodnight call, whether it be FaceTime, text, whatever, should be the bare minimum in a long distance relationship.
It is bare minimum. Like, he sucked.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that should be bare minimum in a long distance relationship. You guys aren't seeing each other on a daily basis, going on dates, whatever. If you can't call your partner at the end of the day just to be like, hope you had a great day, I love you, good night, like that's just, that's pathetic.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. All right, so now the other factor that's so big, and you know, trust. Considering, you know, this is, you know, considering you want your long distance to be between the two of you guys. I mean, even if not, you need to have trust. If you don't, even if there's like an ounce of trust missing, it's not going to work. Because like you said, it's
the fuck out.
You're gonna be, you're going to tweak because it, like you said, it's way easier to cheat in a long distance relationship.
Babe, you can cheat if you live down the street from each other. So you can certainly cheat if you're across the country. Like,
exactly. So you absolutely, you know, need that trust that, you know, your partner's not gonna like go fuck off and be with somebody else.
And bare and, minimum, know, trust that if they do something, they'll at least tell you.
Tell you,
you know?
Yeah, like, exactly. So you really need that trust there. I mean, there's honestly like trust and communication are the two biggest things in long distance relationships, but there's also not that much to discuss about them because it's just so blunt. Like, you need to trust your partner. You guys know what trusting your partner looks like. Like, that's so self-explanatory. And communicate. Like, how else? Like, what are you going to do? Just not communicate? Then you don't have a fucking relationship, bro. Like,
yeah.
You know? So, that's that. And then also, this I feel like is very important and something that actually me and my ex, despite me being the one that was always going to him, we were very good at this, making sure you plan what's next. This is,
yes, this was huge for Ryan
when
too.
You're gonna see each other next. Yeah, this is not, you know, obviously we talked about, you know, planning the end game, but this is just like the in-betweens. Like, you know, you always want to have a plan on when you're gonna see each other next,
even
so
if
you're
things
not
change
just, like,
and if it's a loose plan, there's got to be something.
Be like, all right, like I'm gonna go visit you in like the next 3 weeks, or I'm gonna see you around this time next month, I have this time off, so I'll use it to come and see you, like things like that. Even if it's just very loosely planned, planning your next flight to each other, if you're gonna vacation together, whatever. Like I said, this is one of the things that me and my ex were very good about, was like when, on like the last day of me visiting him, we were already discussing when the next time I was gonna see him is, and It just keeps you like not like in the dust. Like you're not sitting around being like, when's the next time I'm going to see my significant other? You know, you want to always look forward. You want something to always look forward to.
Yeah.
So, yeah, always knowing when you'll see your significant other. It's going to help relieve that anxiety and the what if and, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then as we've been talking about, speaking of always planning, make sure it is equally split, you know, who's going, who's paying for flights. We were saying this before. Well, not equally split. Split? Equally split, but split in a way that works for you guys. Like, clearly, I was seeing my boyfriend more. I was going there more than he was coming to me, and that ended up not being fair in the end. You want to make sure that it's fair and it works for both you guys. And obviously, if someone could travel more than the other, then they're going to be traveling more, but make sure that's, like, okay with them, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Also, like, when you're planning those next trips, like, I feel like as a woman, like, you have a good intuition. Like, pay attention. Like, is he as excited active, as you yeah. are? Mm-hmm. And just, like, is he like, babe, let's try to make this happen as soon as possible? Or if he's like, oh, I got a busy month. Can you come the month after? Like, yeah. I don't know. Pay attention to those little, because that's what happened with my roommate. And she was always just way more excited than he was. Mm-hmm. And he kind of made it seem like, oh, fuck, I got to arrange my schedule around you. And it's like, that should not. Yeah, even exactly. if it's a little annoying sometimes, like, I get it. It's a lot. You gotta, like, at least fake it.
Also, damn. Yeah, like, also, even if, like, your partner's, like, working or something, like, they should want to try and make something work. Even if, say, they have, like, they're working that week or whatever, they could be like, yeah, like, you could still come. I'll be working 9 to 5, but, like, we'll be able to spend the evenings together.
Yeah,
like,
you know, exactly. Like,
that's a good point. Make sure, you know, you could tell a lot
yeah.
about that if they're equally as excited and, you know, wanting to make the plan, or if they're just kind of like laying low and letting you do all the stuff.
Yeah, exactly. You
know? So, yeah. In conclusion, that's basically all we have for you guys. Long distance can work, but it starts with a very solid relationship, trust, communication, and planning. So it's not the easiest of the relationships, because obviously you have to think a little bit more logically about things. I mean, it can work, though. My personal opinion is that I've done it before. I wouldn't do it again.
Yeah, it's not for me, but, like, it's also, like, I wouldn't purposely put myself in that situation, but sometimes things happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's all about just doing it the right way. Like, mm-hmm. it can get toxic real quick, so.
Yeah, exactly. All right, guys, it is time for Toxic Confession. This episode was a little bit shorter than normal, but I have a call I gotta get
to. God forbid it's not an hour and 45 minutes.
Like, I know. Well,
no, I like when we do a shorter. Yeah, I like sometimes when it's the two of us when we do a little shorter of an episode.
Yeah.
Because, you know, not all of you are like need to hear us talk for 2 hours.
That's so true. So true. But yeah, I feel like anywhere between hour 15 to an hour 30 is like the sweet spot.
Yeah.
So this is right now. I mean, this is going to cut a little bit shorter. It says we've been recording for an hour and 12. It's going to be a little bit less. But anyways, guys. All right. Listen, this toxic confession. I remember reading this the other day. And I was just like jaw on the floor because it's short. It's sent in from a guy, which we love when our male audience sends us things.
Obsessed.
Please continue to send them to us.
Big dick energy.
Such BDE. So anyways, so guys, this is just absolutely immaculate. This guy goes, me and my girlfriend don't really have makeup sex or angry sex. So when we're fucking and I'm mad, I get back at her by thinking of my ex that she's most insecure about and fantasize about her until I come.
Okay, I'm never talking to a man ever again. That is so fucked up.
Oh my God, I get the ick imagining my boyfriend fantasizing about, well, first of all, I'm not insecure about any of his exes. But
yeah, that's for sure.
Imagine there was a girl that your boyfriend dated that you were like super insecure about, and then you find out that he's been fantasizing about her in order to come while having sex with you.
Bruh. Like,
I would not know what the fuck to do with myself. I know, that was brutal.
Also, if you're more attracted to your ex than your current partner, you shouldn't be with.
Yeah, if you have to do that to get off. Well, I mean, he said it's when he's mad at her. Still, like if they got into like a fight or something, but still.
You're obviously still very attracted to your ex. Like, yeah. I would start gagging if I was thinking of any of my exes.
Yeah, like,
I'm sorry.
I know, but also like, I mean, you dated your ex for a reason. You thought they were attractive at some point, but like when you date up, that attraction.
I don't know. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Because like I definitely upgraded attraction wise with my current partner. So like. I would never personally never think of any of my exes. Mm-hmm. I've never fantasized about an ex.
No, me neither.
Ever. Like, it's just not.
Yeah.
Ew. Yeah,
no, that's but like deeply uncomfortable. That is sorry awful, to that man's bro. Girlfriend. Oh my God.
That's awful.
I read that and I was just like, oh my God.
I don't really, well, not now. I don't really like when I'm having sex, like fantasize. Obviously, because like I like my current partner. Like,
yeah.
I think maybe with my ex I did sometimes.
Yeah, just to like get through. But yeah, I feel
to
like
get through. That's so bad, through, bro.
Like, I don't know. I don't really know what I think about during sex. I just like, I'm just like in the moment.
Oh, I'm
like,
so
I'm
present.
Thinking about the sex. Like, yeah. When I'm having sex, I'm thinking about the sex that I'm having at that moment.
Yeah, I'm very well. That's how you know it's good sex.
Yeah,
like I've seen jokes that are like my thoughts while I'm getting eaten out, and it's like, all right, I gotta do this today.
Yeah,
this is on my grocery list. I'm
guilty of that if it's like a hookup or no. Like,
yeah,
if
well,
I,
obviously, if it's not yeah. good,
if it's not good, or if it's like a hookup, or
no,
yeah.
But if it's good, like. Bitch, yeah. No, that is not what's on my mind at all. So I don't know, that guy, maybe, I don't know if she's the one, babe. Like,
yeah. Might want to consider breaking up, babe.
Because when I'm mad at my boyfriend, our sex is 20 times hotter, bitch.
I know, because you're fucking mad. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, definitely.
That makeup sex hit different. Let's just say that.
Right.
Bye now.
All right, guys. That is it for this week's episode. So make sure to go follow us at Gin Toxic Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok.
Ellie.
And make sure to DM us on Instagram. What is the most toxic thing you've done? We've been checking the DMs a lot recently.
Y'all are going
and,
off.
Yeah, if you DM, if you message request us and it says that we opened it in like Reddit and it's a toxic confession.
It's coming.
It's probably coming on this yeah. show.
We save them all.
Yeah, we save them. We flag, like we open up and flag the good ones. So... Mm-hmm. Not to say that not all of your toxic confessions.
I love
are
reading the G&T DMs, bro.
Oh, they're wonderful. They're just, you get all the drama.
They're either like, Lily, what the fuck are you doing? Or yeah. like, I fucked my cousin this week.
Right.
Or like, you know, something along those lines.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. Yeah. So,
Christina has amazing nipples. Like, you know, that really is the summary of what goes on in the DM.
Like, did I ever post? No, I sent it to you and Jeff, that like person that tweeted me like a week ago and was like, I wake up and I think about how perfect at Beauty Chickie's nipples are or something.
Yeah, no, me
with
too.
That photo of my nipple.
Me too. Like, I'm so glad that I'm not alone.
Guys, if you remember on my birthday last year, I wore this dress that was like super revealing. Like my nipples were out.
No,
and
it
I,
was completely
yeah,
sheer.
Posted a film picture of me and Jeff where
it was
you
worse
could
than this
straight
one.
Up see my nip.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's way worse. Because it was like, it was just like mesh. So like you could actually fully see my nipple. I didn't give a fuck though. I have nice nipples and they're pierced. So I don't care. But yeah, somebody, shout out to the person on Twitter the other week that tweeted me and was like, I wake up and I think about Beauty Chickie's perfect nipples, I think is what they said.
Sly.
Shout out.
Me too.
Illy.
And if you don't, there's something wrong with you.
I keep thinking, maybe I'll start OnlyFans. Probably not.
No, don't do that. We have to go. Like, I yeah. want to too, but like, don't.
We gotta go, guys. I actually have a psychic reading in 5 minutes.
Yeah. 55. Okay, bye. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Oh my God, damn.